Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einon family. Le'ilui Nishmas and Neftoli Rabbi Cheskel. The Gemara Mudav says, Omar Shmuel, Ono Lehom Milsa for the following thing. Chalo bar chamer legabi abo. I'm like a vinegar, a son of wine, coming from wine, in comparison to my father, meaning I'm not as great as my father. Dilu abo, avasayir nichse trei zimni biyoimo. My father used to go and check his properties twice a day. And I check only once a day. And the Gemara says that Shmuel goes to Shitansoi that says someone who checks his properties once a day, he's going to save on his expenses. Now, first thing you have to understand, what is the big milah of checking the properties? Why is that such a big milah? That his father used to do it twice a day, he's doing it only once a day. So the Ben Yoyado in his second Pirush, and so it was brought down the Sefer Divrei Emes for the Choyze of the Choyze Min Ublin in Parshas Vayetze. They say Siri Nichse means to come, one has to check himself, very appropriate coming to Chodesh Elul. Someone has to come and check his Maisim and to check that what he's doing is correct. The Ben Yoyada calls it Nechosim HaNafshi, his spiritual assets. So Shmuel says, my father was so great, he could do Cheshbon HaNefesh twice a day. I do it only once a day. But the Maharal in Chidush HaGadois says an unbelievable pshat, and so is brought down the Ben Yoyada in his first Pirush. He says, we're not talking about nechosim nafshim. We're talking about physical properties. Talk about an actual property that person owns. So what shot is coming and checking? What's the big inyan? So the Maharal says, ki kasher yesh la'odom hashgocha v'shmira al shaloi. When someone is careful to protect his assets. Kam Hashem yizbarach shomer al mamoino milamala. V'usibu l'shmira's moment shaloi. If a person takes the effort for himself to go and check things, and to do it the right way, so minimally you have a special siyata d'shmaya for it to be protected. If he doesn't do the ishtalas down here, it won't happen from above. And he says, similar to what says the Gemara L'kamon in Amud Beis, that a shade that doesn't have control or anything, which should sayir v'chosim. Meaning something a person protects and guards, the shade can't take away. But if it's open and it's revealed and it can be stolen, so then there's no protection on it. The Ben Yoyada adds a little more. He says, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you nechosim, gave you shefa. If a person protects it, so he's mechabes Hashem Yisbor, shenotan lo shefa zeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, and you're protecting the gift that you've given. He says, similarly, the Arizal explains why Yaakov Avinu went and risked himself for the pachim ketanim that we saw earlier. Why did he risk himself for money? Because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, so he has to protect it. So going and checking your physical monetary properties is something which has a big milo, and that's what Shmuel is referring to. Now the shaila is, if he knows his father does it, so why can he do it as well? He says, I am like a chala bar chamer. I'm like the vinegar in comparison to wine. Why? Why didn't he go himself and check and do whatever his father did? So the Arvi Nachal and Pashas Ekev, and so I saw brought down the name of the Baal Shem Tov, says, we're speaking here about a milo. According to both Pirushim we explain, we talk about something which is a high level. The high level, not everybody can come. Look, kol ha'roitzeh es Hashem, yavo v'yitol Hashem. Not anybody who wants to do something in avodah es Hashem, he can do. There's midos, he says, midos chasidus, that only someone who's muchzik b'chasidus can do it. A person has to know to grow slowly, go step by step, and not to jump. And so the Bira grow in Mishlei Perikutas, Pasuk Beis. He says, that's the pshat in the Pasuk, ve'atz b'raglayim choyte. Someone who runs too fast, he's a choyte. If you're trying to reach madrigas that you don't belong to, it's a chet. Says the Arvi Nachal, that's what Shmuel says. I'm not on the level of my father to do that. I can't do it. So in the first pshat we mentioned, it makes a lot of sense. You know, to go and do cheshbon nefesh every single day, twice a day, that's something which you have to be in a different level to do it. But the chiddush is, according to the Maharal as well, to come and check your nechosim with the mindset that whatever you're doing is shmir from above, not everybody could do it twice a day. You have to be in a certain level of ruchnis to get to do that l'shem shemayim the right way. And the Chiddush Yerim answered more. He said that one wants to do something because he himself reached that madrego. He doesn't want to do it because he's imitating his father. If Shmuel would do it twice a day, it's not because he reached that madrego. He's doing it because his father did it, so he does it as well. That's called imitating the father, not because he reached a madrego. You have to reach it on your own to get to that madrego. Whatever madrego ruchnis we talk about in this Gemara, one has to reach it on his own, and Shmuel did not feel that he reached that madrego yet, so that's why he's a chalo bar chamro. Anyone who wants to join and respond to the Shur Machshava Shehurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.